this is Doug.
Hey there, Doug. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Hey, good, Grant. How are you?
Doing well. Do you have a quick moment?
Sure do.
I just have a quick question for you in regards to participation. It looks like we're having a deal that's coming very close to funding and something we're interested in participating in. We actually have a private investor who usually gets in our participations as well. So, you know, let's say it's a 20K deal and we want to do five. You'd get 2.5K from us and 2.5K from him. Do you know who you, who at Credibly could help me sign him up or if that's a possibility?
Yeah, I could take care of all that. Let me check. So the participation, so basically, here's what we typically do, and let me know if it fits for you, and it, hopefully it'll fit. If not, then I'll have to check into it. Is for example, let's say you want to participate on a deal. Let's say it's 10 grand, okay? Just to make simplicity purpose. What we do then, you email me or whoever, or Kara, whoever, Brian, whoever, and says, hey, on the ABC merchant deal, we want to participate 10K. And it's usually, like you said, close to the funding, probably about a day or two before. What I then do is email my syndication department, and then going forward, you can just email me and copy in syndication. It's syndication@credibly.com, stating that. And what she'll do immediately is send you syndication docs for that amount pertaining to that specific deal. Sign the docs, send them in the day of or the day after or the day before, one somewhere around there that we funded. Just wire in your money, and I can give you the wire information and all that too. So that's how it's typically done. Now, since you have someone else participating, do you want it to be funneled through your guys' account and you guys handle it, or do you want it part of you follow me?
Yeah, I follow you. I think that we would like it to have our private investor, we call him JDS, we'd like to have JDS signed up at you guys so that we can just keep it separate. Yeah,
Okay, that's fine. I'll just, again, we could do that. I think I've got that in one other deal. I just don't remember. It was about a year ago that I did it. I just don't remember what I had to do or if it was anything different. So let me get with her. And there's also a master syndication agreement that you have to sign. So let me get with Madeline, and my syndication girl, and I'll get back to you and let you know the details.
All right, awesome. I think that we're signed up on the master syndication agreement, but I did want to confirm that. I also was wondering, did you say that there's a chance to still participate in a deal a day after it funds?
Yeah, well, we need the money no later than a day after it funds.
All right.
So, for example, let's say we fund it at 1:30, like 1:15, right before our cutoff, and you, for whatever reason, missed the wire, or you said, hey, we're just going to do it tomorrow morning. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it has to be in the day we fund. So, but you need to let us know. We need the syndication agreement in prior to that. We just don't need the money like instantaneously after we fund it. We're okay, like even if it comes the next day, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, awesome. That gives us time, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do that. So, yeah, if you want to get with the syndication person on your end and send any contracts to help sign this person up, we'll get over to him and try and make this as seamless as possible.
Okay, perfect. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, Grant.
All right, thank you so much, Doug. Look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, cool. See ya.
Bye.